Lord is set to do great things here this morning.
Oluwa ti mura tan lati se awon nla nibi ile oro yi.
Things that will become positive history for you.
Awon bi korere for.
Therefore, with a loud voice and with a voice that is full of expectation. Remember, the Bible says Paul and Silas were locked up. At midnight, they prayed and sang praises. Their praises and singing brought earthquake of deliverance. Somebody will receive an earthquake of deliverance here today that will bring you a turnaround breakthrough. Therefore, sing this song of praises with the whole of your strength. Do violent praises. One prayer I want you to pray before you sit down
now.
That prayer will bring testimonies in 10 areas. As you are praying this prayer right now, not when you get home, right now, the yoke of satanic delay shall break. As you are praying this prayer right now, there are those who have been fighting battles for years and
they
have been crying out, when will my deliverance come? All of a sudden, this battle that has been confronting you shall be silenced. As you pray this prayer, there are certain people here. The enemy had programmed organs into their body to be misbehaving in their body system. What the enemy has programmed shall be deprogrammed. As you pray this prayer, the surgeons of the Almighty will begin to move about and they begin to cut off what should be cut off. As you pray this prayer, there are people here in your times of ignorance, satanic priests, satanic prophets, they lay hands on you. The effect of that evil laying on of hands shall be wiped off. As you pray this prayer, those who have been going through what you call cobweb attacks. The cobweb attacks is a power that wants to make you stale. The power that wants to put your life on the shelf. That wants to commit you to the school of abandonment. All of a sudden, fire shall fall and destroy the cobweb of darkness.
As you pray this prayer, if you have evil growth in your body, begin to check it because they will begin to disappear. As you pray this prayer, the spirit of death that the enemy has put in the womb of some people that has been causing miscarriages and misabortions, all of a sudden you will feel a pull in your womb area, and those things have come out completely. As you pray this prayer too, there are people who have been going to particular places, they have been saying, no way,
no way, no way.
What's going to be happening is that they'll start running after you to come. As you pray this prayer too, those who have been mocked by members of their household, they shall receive testimonies. Sisters, are you here today? Boys and girls, are you here today? Brothers, are you here today? Pray this with boiling anger. The Bible makes a very deep statement in the book of Matthew. He said, while men slept, his enemies came. While men slept, his enemies came. Meaning that the majority of our trouble comes when we sleep. Can you shout this now with boiling anger? That came
to
while I slept. Can I be shouting that loud and clear? There is somebody over there. You are from Ikorodu. You should shout this prayer with all your voice because that's how you will be delivered today. Can I hear you shouting it again? Is that the loudest you can shout it?
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to
decree.
Something must happen to you now. Now.
This is it.
Bosante kepente la kayaba. La ribo sopunde keyebo shente la bokolaba. Open your mouth. This is not a time to negotiate. This is not a time to negotiate. This is not a negotiating period. Continue. Yes. Thou power God. Move. Jesus, then we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, that badula.
Daddy. Oh yes.
Udabe.
Yes, enough is enough.
Benny, otoge.
Let her go.
Fizile.
Let her go.
Fizile.
the power holding to our waist.
Agbara to di ibadi re mu.
Let her go now.
Fi sile bayi.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko
Jesus. Yes, that's the power of God coming upon you.
Olorun lo bale oyen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Bakantandaya boshendera bokopota raba. Ribosoponda kaya boshendera bokonta. Mana ribosopola kaya boshendera bakalabo. Deketenda kaya boshendera bokopola baraba. Mana ribosopia likatenda kaya boshanda. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let me congratulate all those who pray those prayers.
In the
name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father, we are gathered here today because we know you are the only one who can bless us. We thank you for what you have been doing in this program. We praise your holy name for your undrafting of power and strength. And we thank you because you are a God of turnaround. We thank you because you are higher than the highest and glorious than the most glorious. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. We are gathered before you again. You have already started to move in our midst. Let there be no one here this morning who will go home empty handed. In the name of Jesus. And by the time you come here again, you are going to be a bigger bundle of testimonies. To you, Father, be the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Give somebody a big smile. Come on, give the person a big smile. And say, my friend, the arrows of divine favor shall locate you in the name of Jesus. Say it to your friend three times. Amen.
Amen.
Give another person a big smile. Another person. Give the person a big smile.
Say,
so my friend, the mouth that mocked you will turn around to congratulate you in the name of Jesus. Say it to your friend three times. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before you sit down, I want you to say this to seven persons. Make sure they are seven in number. Count them. Make sure they are correct. Look at somebody stretching
their hand.
So, my friend, every witchcraft bird flying against you
don't follow this year
shall fall down.
Yes, you will live
and die.
Yes, you will.
In the name of Jesus. Say it to seven persons.
You guys see any major.
Shout it loud, hallelujah. Let's have a seat. God bless you.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó Ọlọ́run yóò bùkún fún wa.
This morning,
lówùúrọ̀ yìí,
the Lord has sent us back.
Olúwa ti dá wa padà.
To something we had done many years before.
Sí nǹkan tá a ti ṣe lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọdún sẹ́yìn.
And he said, "This is what he wants us to do here today."
Olúwa sì pé ohun tí òun fẹ́ ká ṣe níbí lónìí ni.
And I'd like you to listen very carefully.
Nítorí náà, mo fẹ́ kẹ́ tẹ́tí bẹ̀lẹ̀ jẹ́ lélẹ̀.
And when the time comes to strike out with all the power you have.
Bá kòkó bá sì tó, kẹ́ fi gbogbo agbára yín gbogbo.
Crushing polygamous witchcraft.
Ríru àjẹ́ olórogún womuwomu.
Crushing polygamous witchcraft.
Ríru àjẹ́ olórogún womuwomu.
Sisters, what did I say just now?
Ẹ̀yin arábìnrin, kí ni mo wí?
And brothers,
ẹ̀yin arákùnrin kọ.
You may say that the word crush looks too aggressive.
Ẹ lè sọ pé ọ̀rọ̀ rírun yìí ó fẹ́ le jù.
But I did not start it.
Mo kì í ṣe èmi ni mo bẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀.
In Exodus chapter 22,
Exodus orí ní ogún,
verse 18,
ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlé ogún.
Exodus 22:18.
Exodus orí kejìlélógún, ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlé ogún.
It was the Lord Jehovah that started it.
Olúwa Jehovah gan ló bẹ̀rẹ̀ rẹ̀.
And had given us a mandate.
Ó sì ti pa láṣẹ fún wa.
Anywhere there is power of witchcraft, our duty is to kill it.
Ibikíbi tí agbára àjẹ́ bá ti wà, ojúṣe ti wà ni láti pa.
So for I've given you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions.
Torí mo fún yín ní agbára láti dé ijó àti àkekè mọ́lẹ̀.
And upon every power of the enemy, whether it's familiar spirit, whether it's witchcraft, whether it's sorcery, every power I've given you power to tread upon.
Àti lórí gbogbo agbára ọ̀tá, ìbáàjẹ́ emèrè, ìbáàjẹ́ oṣó, ìbáàjẹ́ àjẹ́, mo fún yín ní agbára láti tẹ̀ wọ́n mọ́lẹ̀.
Say, I trample upon every serpent and scorpion
and
sign against my destiny in the name of Jesus. Shout it one more time. Exodus chapter 22
orikejilelogun
verse 18.
He
says, thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. Meaning that anywhere you find the power of witchcraft operating, your duty as a believer is to kill it.
Níbikíbi tó bá ti rí pé agbára àjẹ́ ń ṣiṣẹ́, ojúṣe tirẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí onígbàgbọ́ ni láti pa.
Listen to this important statement.
Ẹ gbọ́ àwọn gbólóhùn tó ṣe pàtàkì yìí.
Which will help you to fight today.
Wọ́n á ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́ nínú ìjà rẹ lónìí.
Number one.
Àkọ́kọ́.
The enemy holds on to any ground he has taken from us before our conversion.
Ilẹ̀ yóò wù tí ọ̀tá bá ti gbà lọ́wọ́ wa kó tó di pé a di ẹni àtúnbí yóò dì í mú ṣinṣin ni.
Unless we take it out of his hand.
Àfitá bá já gbà kúrò lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀.
Many things that born again Christians are suffering from now are things that happen in their days of ignorance.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ohun tó ń jẹ àtúnbí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ níyà lóde òní wọ́n jẹ́ ohun tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ nígbà tí wọn ò tí ì dẹni ìyípadà.
Number two.
Ìkejì.
Some may feel that our spiritual warfare is too bold and too loud.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn lè rò pé ogun jíjà tẹ̀mí wa yóò ti pọ̀ lápọ̀jù, ariwo rẹ̀ sì pọ̀.
But there has never been any quiet war. War is noisy.
Ṣùgbọ́n òtítọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ni pé kò sí ogun kan tó máa ń jani ní ìkọ̀kọ̀ àbí ní ìdákẹ́jẹ́. Ogun ohun tó ń la ariwo lọ ni.
Bombs are not quiet.
Àdó olóró wọn kì í bú ní kékeré.
War is never quiet.
Ogun kì í ṣe ohun ìdákẹ́jẹ́.
Three.
Ìkẹta.
There are surface problems and there are deep problems.
Àwọn ìṣòro tó ń bẹ ní òfèrèfé wọ́n wà. Bákan náà ẹ̀wẹ̀, àwọn ìṣòro tó jinlẹ̀ wọ́n wà.
Surface problems, you can pray some small, small prayers, simple, simple prayers, it clears away. But the deeper ones, you'll have to take time.
Àwọn ìṣòro tó wà ní òfèrèfé àwọn wọ̀nyẹn lè gbàdúrà ṣúkẹ́ṣúkẹ́ wà sípòrá ṣùgbọ́n àwọn èyí tó jinlẹ̀ ó nílò àdúrà tó jinlẹ̀ tí yóò sì gba àkókò.
I pray that every deep and mysterious problem troubling anywhere here today shall be buried alive.
Mo gbàdúrà pé gbogbo ìṣòro tó jinlẹ̀ tó ń jẹ́ àdìtú tó ń dààmú ẹnikẹ́ni tó wà nbí lónìí yóò dàgbé pin lóòyẹ̀.
It is bad enough when somebody is fighting at one battle front.
Ohun tó burú ni nígbà tí èèyàn bá ń jagun ní pápá ogun kan.
When a man or a woman is now fighting from 5 different, 7 different battle fronts, it can be serious indeed if you don't understand those battles.
Nígbà tí ènìyàn bá wá ń jagun ní ibi márùn-ún tàbí méje ọ̀tọ̀ọ̀tọ̀, yóò jẹ́ ohun tó burú jáì pé èèyàn yóò bá tiẹ̀ wá mójútu ogun tó ń jà.
You just find that you are praying. It's as if the prayers are not working simply because there are different battles, but you are praying general prayers.
Orí tó ń pàdé pé ó ń gbàdúrà ṣùgbọ́n náà báyọ̀ òde kò ohun tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ ni pé ogun oríṣiríṣi ló wà ṣùgbọ́n nítọ̀ wọn ń gbàdúrà wọn lágbàpọ̀.
Prayers have to be specific and direct.
Àdúrà láti ṣe ṣàn kó sì lọ tààrà.
Statement number 4.
Gbólóhùn ìkẹrin.
The best way to escape from a problem is to solve it.
Ọ̀nà tó dára jùlọ láti sá àsálà kúrò lọ́wọ́ ìṣòro kan òun ni kò yanjú ìṣòro náà.
Solve it.
Kò yanjú rẹ̀.
And statement number 5.
Gbólóhùn ìkarùn-ún.
Problems cannot be solved.
A ò lè yanjú ìṣòro.
At the level of awareness of the power that caused it.
Ní ìpele ìmọ̀ kan náà ta ní nípa agbára tó dá sílẹ̀.
You must go above the level of that power.
O gbọ́dọ̀ ga ju ìpele agbára náà lọ.
To solve it.
Láti lè yanjú rẹ̀.
And you see, the only place where a man can escape from problem is the grave.
Ibìkanṣo tí ènìyàn ti lè bọ́ lọ́wọ́ ìṣòro òun ni nígbà tó bá wà ní tẹ́kù.
On the grave, no other way to escape.
Nígbà tí èèyàn bá ti wà nínú tẹ́kù kò tún sọ́nà ibòmíràn tó fẹ́ sá àsálà sí mọ́.
Statement number 6.
Gbólóhùn ìkẹfà.
Some problems cannot be solved.
Àwọn ìṣòro kan ò ṣeé yanjú.
Not because people cannot see the solution.
Kì í ṣe nítorí pé àwọn ènìyàn ò rí ọ̀nà àbáyọ.
But they cannot see the problem.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò rí ìṣòro yẹn.
A person may have trouble. You know there is a solution, but you can't really see what the trouble is.
Ènìyàn lè ní ìṣòro kó mọ̀ pé ọ̀nà àbáyọ wà fún ṣùgbọ́n kò rí ìṣòro yẹn gan.
Unfortunately, in life, there is nothing very bad that cannot be made worse.
Ó wá ṣe ni láàánú pé nílé ayé yìí kò sí ohun kan tó burú. Débi pé a ò tún lè mú kó burú ju bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ.
So if actions are not taken, things get worse.
Bí a ò bá wá gbé ìgbésẹ̀, ohun tó burú yóò burú jẹ.
There is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has turned many mighty men to dwarfs.
Tó ti sọ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn akíkanjú ènìyàn di rárá.
There is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has turned in day of many tonight.
Tó ti sọ ọ̀sán ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ di òru.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has turned the glory of so many people to ashes.
Tó ti sọ ogun ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn di eérú.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has built and decorated graveyard for many mainland people.
Tó ti kọ́ tó sì ti ṣe ìsà òkú lọ́ṣọ̀ọ́ fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn tọ́pọ̀lọ wọn dángájíá.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has converted promotion to demotion.
Tó ti sọ ìgbéga di ìrẹ̀sílẹ̀.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has converted motion to stagnancy.
Tó ti sọ títẹ̀síwájú di dídágún sójú kan.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has turned success to failure.
Tó ti sọ àṣeyọrí di ìkùnà.
That is a power.
Agbára kan bẹ.
That has turned palaces to prison yards.
Tó ti sọ ààfin di túbú.
That is a power that has turned progress to the desert.
Agbára kan wà tó ti sọ ìlọsíwájú di aṣálẹ̀.
This is the power of polygamous witchcraft.
Agbára náà ni agbára àjẹ olórogún.
There is a pastor in this mountain of fire.
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn kan wà ní òkè náà ti ṣe ìyanu yìí.
The father had only 18 wives.
Ìyàwó méjìdínlógún péré ni bàbá rẹ fẹ́.
And he had only 67 children.
Ó sì bímọ mẹ́tàdínní àádọ́rin péré.
Pastor is number 55.
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn ló jẹ́ ọmọ ìkarùnléláàádọ́ta nínú wọn.
But he is the only graduate in the whole of those 67 children.
Ṣùgbọ́n nínú ọmọ mẹ́tàdínní àádọ́rin ọ̀hún, olùṣọ́àgùtàn yẹn nìkan The
multiple wives saw to it that they battled their children to stand still. This pastor spent 8.5 years to get a degree that takes 3 years. That is the power of polygamous witchcraft. As I speak to you this morning, I feel very sad in my heart about the destruction this power has caused. On the wedding day of a sister, she was the second child out of 6 children in a polygamous home. The sinner wife came to her on the high table.
Say,
there are 6 children. Only you has got a degree. Only you has married. Is that how they do it? Are you the only one?
It's
okay. You have married now. Let's see you have children. At the high table. I pray. At the enemy that appears on your day of glory. I'm beginning from that month. The sister never saw her menstruation again. And she was not pregnant. Before this time, she had regular 30 days menstruation. Then the thing just vanished. Doctors could not explain. Just vanished. And she struggled with that for 12 years. Any power that wants us to struggle, an evil struggle, shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. That was what brought her to the mountain of fire. That's what brought her to the mountain of fire. But before that time, she was dancing away in churches. She came. Gave her some prayers of prayer. She prayed the prayers. And the Lord said, we should tell her that what you want is a baby. You are not looking for menstruation. It's baby you want. Beloved, without any menstruation coming again, she got pregnant. Your God shall arise.
Oh Lord,
and your enemies shall scatter. Many high-flying African people have been completely buried by these powers. Which is very, very sad. I've seen many, many things in my life. Sometimes, when I begin to tell people what I've seen, some will say this is not possible.
I
will say this is bad. This is telling us superstition. Well, if anybody will tell you superstition, it's definitely not Dr. Lukoya. I trained as a scientist. Many strange things. But the one that has shook me most. I've seen a woman, instead of normal menstruation, she menstruates maggots every 28 days.
Mo ti ri obirin kan to je pe nigba to ba ye ko se nkan osu de po ki eje o ma yo idin lo njade ni bo ojo meji din logbon sira won.
I've seen that one before.
Mo ti ri yen ri.
I've seen a man,
mo ti ri okunrin kan,
who went to a prostitute,
to lo si le asewo,
didn't pay the prostitute,
o si san owo to ye ko san ba asewo,
didn't pay the correct money,
ko san ye to ye ko san.
The prostitute said, I will show you pepper.
Asewo o si so pe ma foju re ri mabo.
And from that day, his manhood was becoming longer and longer and longer until it was touching the ground.
Lati ojo na lo nkan mo kun re bere si ku titi o fi nkan le.
By the time the wife brought him to mountain of fire, he was wrapping it around his waist.
Ngba ti yawo re bi ma mu wa soroke na ti se yanu, nse lo nlo omo ibadi.
Yes,
Ben.
I've seen somebody who got married on the afternoon of a Saturday like this. By 6 o'clock in the evening, when they got home, his male organ had disappeared. Shocking as those things may sound, but none shook me like something that happened about 4 years ago.
Bi awon nkan wonyen se je kayefi to.
It happened to a man of God. This man of God was 70 years old. He had been a pastor for 50 years. He became a pastor before I was born. The 70-year-old pastor now fell into the sin of fornication with a 20-year-old girl. Who is younger than his last daughter. And he caught them. So this old pastor came and said, "Dr. Luka, you must help me." I was puzzled. Daddy, I've been a pastor for 50 years. And this could happen. Then I began to question him.
Then
I discovered that his father had only 14 wives. And that spirit of polygamy,
I've
been pursuing him since. Was not able to catch up with him. I pray that any power pursuing you,
will
disgrace you. Shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. There is something in deliverance we call stepmother's warfare. A woman had 6 boys and went out of her marriage. Another woman got into the marriage. She had one son, making 7 boys in all, 6 from the first wife, 1 from the stepmother now. Before this woman got into the home, all these 6 boys were normal. All of a sudden, all those 6 boys started to become mad. All 6 boys were in the psychiatric hospital. Only her son was left at home. Witchcraft is bad enough, but when it is mixed with polygamy, it can be vicious and wicked and terrible. Polygamous witchcraft is responsible for so many terrible situations in which the black man finds himself. Readers of the Bible will recognize that polygamy started in the line of the murderer came.
Wa mo pe ni iran apaniyan ni Cain lo ti bere.
Not the godly line of Seth.
Ki se lati iran to wa be Olorun ti Seti.
The first recorded polygamist was the murderer called Lamech.
Eni akoko ta ko sile pe o ko iyawo jo ohun ni apaniyan to nje Lamech
in Genesis 4:23.
Ninu Genesis ori kerin ese keta le ni ogun.
Then Esau.
Esau
who despised his birthright.
To go ogun ibi re.
Caused a lot of heartache and grief for his parents when he married two pagan wives in Genesis 26.
Ninu Genesis ori kerin din ni ogbon. O fa ibanuje lopolopo fun awon obi re nipa to fe iyawo meji awon mejeji si je aborisha.
God now banned kings from multiplying wives.
Olorun fofi di awon oba pe o gbodo ko iyawo jo.
Deuteronomy 17:17.
Deuteronomy ori keta din ni ogun ese keta din ni ogun.
Deuteronomy 17:17.
Deuteronomy ori keta din ni ogun ese.
The Almighty says,
oga pe
neither shall he multiply wives to himself.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kí ó má ṣe kó obìnrin jọ fún ara rẹ̀.
That is upturn not away.
Kí aya rẹ̀ kí ó má ba yí padà.
That's what God, Bible's God said about kings.
Ohun tí Ọlọ́run sọ nípa àwọn ọba nìyẹn.
When the kings disobeyed and they were multiplying wives, problems began to multiply.
Ìgbà tí àwọn bá sì ṣàìgbọràn tí wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kó ìyàwó jọ, àwọn wàhálà náà bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí pọ̀ sí.
Polygamy is deeper than we think.
Kíkó ìyàwó jọ yìí ó jinlẹ̀ ju bá ti lérò lọ.
It's a thing of the spirit. It's a thing of the heart.
Nǹkan ọkàn, nǹkan ti ẹ̀mí ni.
You may not practice physical polygamy, but you could be practicing spiritual polygamy in your heart.
O lè má ṣe dẹ́ṣẹ̀ kíkó ìyàwó jọ nípa tara, ṣùgbọ́n kó o máa ṣe iṣẹ́ ọ̀hún nínú ọkàn rẹ. Nípa tẹ̀mí.
You are still liable for the consequences.
Àwọn rabọ̀rabọ̀ rẹ̀ náà ò jẹ̀bi wọn.
Polygamy is the practice of having more than one wife or more than one husband.
Kíkó ìyàwó jọ àbí kíkó ayájọ òun ni ìṣe kéèyàn ní ju ọkọ tàbí aya kan lọ.
There are over 40 polygamies in the Bible, but the original divine design is one man, one wife.
Àwọn ẹni tó kó ìyàwó jọ nínú Bíbélì wọ́n lé ní ogójì, ṣùgbọ́n ètò tí Ọlọ́run gbé kalẹ̀ láti ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀pẹ̀ òun ni ọkùnrin kan, aya kan.
The waters of polygamy is bitter and it has polluted and darkened so many destinies.
Omi kíkó ìyàwó jọ ó korò, ó ti kó àdàbà, ó sì ti kó ìdibàjẹ́ bá ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àyàn mọ́.
Unfortunately, this bitter water flows down generational lines.
Ó wá ṣe ní láàánú pé omi ìkorò ọ̀hún máa ń ṣàn. Kalẹ̀ ìrandíran ni.
What is the spiritual meaning of polygamy?
Kí ni ìtumọ̀ kíkó ìyàwó jọ nínú ẹ̀mí?
Is having an official or unofficial extra wife or husband.
Òun ni kí ènìyàn ní ọkọ tàbí aya tó bófin mu ni o àbí tí kò bófin mu táwọn ènìyàn mọ̀ ni o àbí tí wọn ò mọ̀.
It is ancestral polygamy.
Ó jẹ́ ìkóyàwó jọ ìrandíran.
You may not be a polygamist now, but if you check your foundation, you check your ancestors, you find that they're polygamous, you better pray because there is a water that is likely to flow into you.
Ìwọ lè má kó ìyàwó jọ nísinsìnyí, ṣùgbọ́n tó bá yẹ ìrandíran rẹ wò, ó wá rí i pé àwọn tó ti ṣe irú rẹ̀ wọ́n pọ̀ ńbẹ̀. Ó jẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbàdúrà nísinsìnyí nítorí pé omi ọ̀hún ó ṣeéṣe kó fẹ́ ṣọ̀kan.
Polygamy is strange woman agenda.
Ìkó ìyàwó jọ òun ni ètò àwọn obìnrin àjèjì.
Any man going about with strange woman is actually practicing polygamy.
Ọkùnrin yòówù tó bá ń tẹ̀lé àwọn obìnrin àjèjì kiri ohun tó ń ṣe ni pé ń kó ìyàwó jọ.
It could be a concubine agenda.
Ó lè jẹ́ ètò àlè.
All the accidental pregnancy partners is polygamy.
Gbogbo àwọn ó ṣèṣì lóyún fún mi ni ìkó ìyàwó jọ ni.
All the young ladies, young girls, and now they already have 5 boyfriends, 2 boyfriends, 3 boyfriends, they have started already. A man, 5 girlfriends, 4 boyfriends, they have started polygamy already.
Àwọn ọ̀dọ́kùnrin ọ̀dọ́bìnrin tó ń ní ọ̀rẹ́ abánidọ́ṣẹ̀ méjì mẹ́ta márùn-ún wọ́n ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ owó kíkó ìyàwó jọ nìyẹn.
They have already become a golden eaglet in the matter.
Wọ́n ti di àwọn agùnbánirọ̀ nídìí iṣẹ́ òun.
When a person has great difficulty in keeping to one partner, that's the spirit of polygamy.
Nígbà tó bá nira fún ènìyàn láti dúró ti ọkọ kan tàbí aya kan, ìkóyàwó jọ nìyẹn.
When something is in you that wants to be testing women and sampling women and men all over the place, it's the polygamy.
Nigba ti ohun kan ba wa nnu re to fe ma to awon obirin atokunrin wo kaakiri ikoyawo jo ni.
When you are a man but you have a great preference for the company of the opposite sex, it's polygamy.
O ba je okunrin ni o sugbon inu re ma ndun lopo lopo nigba to ba wa laarin awon obirin ikoyawo jo ni.
You are a woman too, you prefer the company of men more than women, it's polygamy.
O je obirin sugbon ma nferan lati wa laarin awon obirin ju awon laarin awon okunrin ju awon obirin egbe re lo.
I used to be a musician in this country who goes about with 27 wives.
Olori kan ti wa lorilede iri to je pe ohun nikan iyawo 37 lo ma nko kaakiri.
When broken homes, divorce, broken homes, divorce is plaguing you, it's polygamy spirit.
Nigba ti ki le o ma tu ikosile ninu igbeyawo to ba nsele ti eniyan nigba gbogbo emi kiko iyawo jo ni.
Or you find that the jilting anointing is affecting you, it's the spirit of polygamy.
Abi ori pe iforona pe gbejule o nda olamu ninu ibasepo emi kiko iyawo jo ni.
Or the person is to an unconscious marriage, you've been married up from the womb as a baby, you didn't know. It's still the spirit of polygamy.
Abi eniyan won ti fi loko tabi laya ni kekere lati nu yin ti ko si mo emi kiko yawo jo ni.
Royal family, marriage from royal family is all spirit of polygamy.
Igbe yawo lati idile loba loba gbogbo re emi kiko yawo jo ni.
When somebody is nursing an ambition to have multiple number of children from all area at any cost, polygamy.
Nigba ti eniyan ba nle pa ati ni opolopo omo kaakiri ni ohun to ba wu to le nohun emi kiko yawo jo ni.
Unholy relationship between the master and the housemaid is still polygamy.
Ibasepo ti o mo laarin baale ile atomo odo kiko yawo jo ni.
All the inherited wives is polygamy.
Gbogbo iyawo ajogunba kiko yawo jo ni.
The magnet of men, the magnet of women, so I don't know why women are always running after me, I don't know why men are always running after me, it is a bad spirit, is polygamy.
Ki won ni olori okunrin ni olori obirin ni mi o mo di tawon obirin fi nle mi kiri to mi o mo di tawon okunrin fi nle mi kiri to emi buburu ni emi kiko iyawo jo ni.
Whenever there is polygamy in a family line, in the blood line,
ni gba ki gba ti kiko iyawo jo to ba ti wa ninu itan ebi eniyan,
the offsprings are not safe unless they cut it off and deal with it.
Àwọn àrọmọdọmọ ọbẹ̀ wọn ò bọ́rí àfi tí wọ́n bá ké kúrò tí wọ́n sì gbógun ti ẹ̀mí ọ̀hún.
Polygamy is the breeding ground of one of the most acidic operations of witchcraft.
Ìṣe olórogbó jẹ́ ilẹ̀ tó lọ́ràá fún ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àwọn iṣẹ́ àjẹ́.
Why?
Kí ni ìdí rẹ̀?
It's because of what is written in James chapter 3.
Nítorí ohun tí a kọ sínú ìwé Jacob orí kẹta.
James chapter 3.
Jacob orí kẹta.
Verse 16.
Ese ikeredinogun.
James 3:16.
Jacob oriketa ese ikeredinogun.
For where envy and strife is,
nitori ibi ti owu ohun ija ba gbe wa,
there is confusion.
Nibe ni rudurudu
and every evil work.
Ati ise buburu gbogbo wa.
Where envy and strife is,
there
you will find confusion and every, the Bible says, every evil work. Because envy and strife is always in polygamous homes, there is every evil work
there.
Quarrels,
ija,
strife,
aso,
unrest,
logbodiyan,
rivalry,
envy, ilara,
lack of peace,
aini ibale okan,
evil competition,
ifagagbaga buburu,
hatred,
ikorira,
tension,
aibale aya,
poverty,
ise,
terrible poverty,
ise orun,
wretched poverty,
ise to muni dakurete.
This is the terrible things that happen in polygamous witchcraft.
One day,
one man came from the farm, and he took his den gun, went to the bedroom of the fifth wife, who asked the junior male and shot that male dead.
Toni omo okunrin kekere ninu ile ohun o ti yibon fun omo dekunrin ohun.
The first wife was the first person to jump up.
Iyawo akoko lo ko beri de.
What evil is this? What taboo is this?
Iru aburu wo leleyin iru ki leleyin.
But she was the one that programmed it.
Sugbon lo seto re o.
Wives in polygamous homes.
Awon iyawo ninu ile ologun.
They engage in witchcraft for several reasons.
Woman di aje nitori opolopo nkan.
Number one, to catch their husbands.
Ekini lati le ha oko won mo.
Number two, to divert his love from the other wives.
Ikeji lati dari ife re kuro lodo awon iyawo keji.
Number three, to overpower and maneuver and manipulate the other wives.
Ikata lati bori lati sakoso ati le ma se ayida ida awon iyawo yoku.
Number four, to protect their children.
Ikarin lati le dabo bo awon omo won.
Number five, to defend their own interests.
Ikarun lati dabo bo ohun ta won fe.
Number six, to destroy the lives of the children of other wives.
Ikeba lati baye awon omo ti awon iyawo miran bi je.
Number seven, to seek for the strongest satanic power for survival.
Ikeje lati wa agbara satani to leju lati sa sala fun ara won.
Number eight, to get a sizable portion of all the wealth if the man is wealthy.
Ikeje lati le gba e to po ninu oro okunrin ohun to ba je n to loro ni.
Number nine, to battle against the fear of the unknown.
Ikeson lati le gbogun ti iberu ohun ti won o ti mo.
Number ten is to transfer virtues for promising children.
Ikewa lati gbe Isaac lara awon omo ti o sorire
sodo
si won. Ara,
herein lies the major problem many of us are fighting.
Ibiti isoro to ga julo ti opolopo wa dojuko to ti ware.
All the oppression
inene lara.
Teenage pregnancies.
Oyin omo kekere.
Unexplainable rape.
Ki won fipa ba eniyan lo lona ti o se salaye.
Promiscuity.
Isekuse.
Children prostitution.
Awon omode to nse ise asewo.
Broken homes.
Ile to ntu.
Premature death.
Iku aitojo.
High maternity death rate.
Ki awon obi ko ma ku lojo ikunle.
Low life expectancy.
Ki emi o ma gun.
Suicide.
Igbemi are ni.
Domestic stress.
Awo ninu ile.
Mental illness.
Arun opolo.
Plenty of children doing conductors in the buses.
Opolopo awon omo ki won ma se agbero ninu oko.
Weak family units.
Idile ti o lagbara.
General human underdevelopment.
Aidagbasoke ni gbogbo ona fun awon eniyan.
Rivalry with number of children in order to get more wealth.
O sisoro fun pelu iye omo ti eniyan bi.
Poverty.
Ise.
Transfer of demons and diseases.
Gbigbe emi okunkun ati aisan lati
fornication
lomiran.
Adultery.
Agbere. Panṣaga.
Vagabond children.
Awon omo alarin kiri.
Illegitimate children.
Awon omo ale.
They are all the outflow of the power of polygamy.
Gbogbo ele wonyi won je raborabo ohun ti agbara.
Unsuccessful children.
Awon omo ti o sase yori.
Most of the children from polygamous homes in the Bible did not make it.
Opolopo awon omo to wa lati idile ologun ninu Bibeli wo ni lari.
Unexplainable failure.
Ikuna ti o se salaye.
All these are outflow of polygamous
people. Gbogbo re raborabo ohun to n jade lati inu ile ologun ni.
What are we to do?
Ki lohun ti a o wa se?
Number one,
ekini,
we need to surrender our lives to Jesus.
Anilo lati fi aye wa fun Jesu.
Number two,
ikeji,
we need complete repentance.
Anilo ironu piwada pipe.
Number three,
iketa,
we need to make necessary restitution if we have to.
Anilo lati se atunse.
Number four is warfare prayers to break yourself free.
Ikeri, an lati gba adura ogun lati
is a tragedy when the person who has put a person in bondage is dead and he or she has gone away with the key and nobody knows what to do.
Ajalu nla ba lo je nigba ti eni to fi yan sinu ide o ti ku o ti mu kokoro re lo ko si se eni to mo ohun ti yo se.
We have to declare warfare.
Ani lati gbogun.
I've shared this testimony with you before.
What is so jerry fun yiri?
Let me share it again today. I used to have a friend in those days.
Oni ore kan nigba yen lohun.
My friend called Aremu.
Ore mi Aremu lo nje
failed all available examinations.
Gbogbo idanwo to se se
The only exam Aremu did not fail was the one he did not take.
I don't want consciously Aremu if he did Aremu nure. He don't want to obashi.
He failed the WAEC exam, the GC exam, 9 times. F9, all subjects.
Nino, he don't want any women. While he mess on, toto lo she also if he did Aremu. Oh, by Mark it okay you. Nino, bobo she to she le mess on.
It was so bad that there was a particular year he didn't take the WAEC exam. WAEC sent him result that he failed.
O te buru de bi pe lodun kan ti o se idanwo yan rara awon nidanwo tun fi esi ranje si pe idanwo to o se o fi dire mi lu re
won
lojo kan.
He came to a meeting like this.
O ba wa sinu pade bayi.
He had the word of God.
O si gbo oro Olorun.
At a violent ticketed by force.
Bi awon ni pa won afi pa gba.
He got up and prayed.
O de le o si gbadura.
Father,
Baba,
show me the secret behind this problem. And the Lord opened his eyes. He saw all his books arranged on a table. And the sixth wife of his father was sitting on it. Because the father had only six wives. He got upset. Packed his bag, went to his hometown. All the wives lived in a single block like this, and there's a corridor separating them. The father gave them one room each. His own mother was the first born, was the first wife. When he arrived there, they greeted him. Aremu, welcome.
Aremu, come.
He did not answer.
Go face him.
The eyes were red.
Oju re pororo.
He stood in the corridor.
Oduro si esebe.
12 midnight.
Ba jo da go meji la oru.
He started prayers.
O bere adura.
And he began to move up and down.
O lo siwa, o lo seyin, o lo siwa, lo seyin ni esebe.
Ah, it was a terror.
Ale oru.
What did Aremu not call that night?
Ti la re mo pe lojo yen.
He called fire.
O pe ina.
He called thunder.
O pe ara.
He called lightning.
O pe monomono.
He called brimstone.
O pe sulfuru.
He called pepper.
O pe ata.
He called hornet.
O pe agbon.
Was a terrible night.
Ale oru.
Nobody came out to go to the toilet.
Eni gogo jade go nfe lo le gbonse lojo na.
He did it from 12 to 6 a.m.
O pa adura re lati ago meji lati ago mefa laaro.
Then at 6 a.m.
Ba to dago mefa.
He packed his bags.
Oba gbe fa lowo re.
He said, I know all of you can hear me.
Oni mo wa ko gbogbo yin le ngbo mi o.
Special announcement.
Ikede pataki.
I am going back to Lagos now.
Mo pada lo Seko nisisiyin.
If I fail any other examination,
mi ba to fidi re mi ninu dawo mi,
I shall be back here.
Ma pada wa o.
And it shall be more terrible. Do you know what? He never failed any examination. Spread violence. And the violent taken it by force. The kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And the violent taken it by force. Our people who translate to preaching English in Wari. The violent ticketed by force. They translate it as the people who no go Greek. They were taken by Greek. That's what Aremu did. He took it by Greek. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed.
He will go as he did you
are. If you are here now,
Obawa and Bibai,
and you are not born again,
those it is there to be.
You have just surrendered your life to Jesus.
Oh, if you are here, every Jesus Christ.
You can't fight this kind of powers.
Oh, Lady Bible, I want Bible, I want.
So wherever you are,
it only not be you.
While all eyes are closed,
but if you go, did you are.
Just find a way to the altar. I want to pray with you. Say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want to win the battle of my life. While all eyes are closed, just find a way to the altar
here.
Or any of the two altars at the back. Jesus is waiting for you. Come very quickly. Your sister Sophia at the altar, I congratulate you. Taking the most important decision in life. Just bow down your heads and see what I'm going to say now after. Say, Father.
Baba.
Say, Father.
Baba.
In the name of Jesus. I come before you now.
Mo to yin wa nisisiyin.
I know you sent Jesus to die for me.
Mo mo pe eran Jesus lati wa ku fun mi.
I know that I'm a sinner.
Mo mo pe elese ni mo je.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus Oluwa.
Forgive me of all my sins.
Dari gbogbo ese mi ji mi.
Take control of my life.
Gbakoso aye mi.
As from now.
Lati isisiyin
lo. I say bye to the kingdom of darkness.
Mo jagbere fun ijoba okoko.
I enter into the kingdom of light.
Mo wonu ijoba imole.
In Jesus name.
Loruko Jesus.
Amen.
Abi.
I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for these children. I pray that you keep them standing by your power. Lay your hands upon their lives. The decision they've taken today, let it be permanent in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. It is possible that when we start this prayer, some may feel very, very uncomfortable. Some may have blinding flashes of headaches. Some may feel dizzy. It is because the axe is now touching the blood. Nothing to worry about. Continue praying the prayers. Especially these first seven that I want you to pray now.
And
before we go away from here, we'll pray the final seven. To put a seal on everything God will do here today and has started doing. This is not a day to negotiate. This is not a day to pray like a gentleman. And as from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered
violence,
and the violent ticketed by force. The people will not go Greek. They will take them by Greek. Say this after me, sisters. My virtues, stolen by polygamous witchcraft. Is that the loudest sisters can pray? There's a sister that needs to pray this prayer with only anger. Brothers, can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Everybody together now! My fire in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
There must be a release here today.
I'm going to kiss in the name.
Yes. Something is happening over there. Something is happening over there. Bakapote sente ya bo sente raba. Riapale kende ya bo sente. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu. Kagba adura.
Aha.
Beni.
making progress. That's right. That inherited trouble that has been plaguing your life has been silenced now. That's right. The agent of untimely death that is giving you this one-sided headache has been disgraced now. That's right now. Thank you, Jesus. Say, polygamous umbrella. Covering my star. Can you do it with only madness? Catch fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Basente kaya bo shende la bo kola basanda. Ripotende kaya bo shende la bo kola ba. Dereke setende kaya bo shende la bo kola ba la ba. Bakaya bo shende la bakaya bo sente ya ba. Mana ribo sopende kaya bo shende. Deke piali kasente ya ba. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. I wish you could see what is happening now. Oh, yes. The arrow fired into your head as a baby. Don't fire into your womb as a baby. These arrows are coming out now. They are coming out. They are coming out. They are coming out now. That's right.
Burning.
Foundational polygamy. Of my father's house. In the name of Jesus. Kate sente ya bo shende rabo koto la baraba. Dana ribo sopende ke ya bo shente raba. Yes, 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 yes. Boko sente ya bo shende raba. This particular prayer, as we begin to pray it, healings will begin to take place. Breakthroughs will begin to happen. Like someone here, your brain was removed by polygamous witchcraft. But the Lord has returned it now. As a woman over there, you have been praying about your husband. The arrow of strange men fired into his life has been removed now. This particular prayer, pray it with merciless violence. Every curse issued against me while I was in the womb. Break! Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Masepende keya boshende rabokola bakala basanda yaba. Masepende keya boshende. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
That person who came here this morning.
And you
said, Lord,
Oluwa,
let the man of God mention my own case today. This word is for you. That what you had in your mind has become mighty testimony. That's right. Makatenda ya boshe ileraba. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting now, and something has been telling you,
cause for
take off your clothes, run into the streets.
Jasi boro,
off your clothes, run into the streets.
Jasi boro,
and you have been resisting it. Resisting it. Go to the altar now and be on your knees and pray with vow and holy madness. I see the Lord removing spiritual lags from somebody. Your poverty has been written off. I see somebody over there too. The Lord is giving you the miracle of canceled debts. I see somebody over there with a visa breakthrough. That's right.
Bernie.
That's right.
Bernie.
What a wonderful God you serve.
Lord, you
cancer, I speak to you now. That place you are is not your habitation. Clear the way in the name of Jesus. All the evil boils, the anemia, the lumps, the fibroids, the kidney stones, the problem in the liver, vanish now in the name of Jesus. Right there where you are, lay your hands on any part of your body that is sick. It is written that Jesus himself bore our infirmities and took away our sicknesses. The trespassing of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Receive your healing now. Receive it 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 now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, it's happening to you. That's the healing power of God. Bakatenda ribo sopola kaya boshende raba. Nana kaponte ndeke ya boshende raba. Yes, that's the healing power of God. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. That's right. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. 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 So every battle, program into my life. By polygamous witchcraft. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? I want you to shout it even louder than that. Die! In the name of Jesus. That's right. We are not here to play. We are here for serious business. Open your mouth, open your mouth. Masente kaya bo shende la bo koraba. Marbosa pandeka. Manakatanda kaya bo shende la bo koraba. Beli katanda kaya bo shende. Now take that to negotiate. Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus, Nagadura.
Those of you at the altar, stretch your right hand towards me here.
Father,
let your fire, your anointing, your power, flow into these hands now. As you lay these hands on your head, let any arrow fired into your brain go back to the senders. In the name of Jesus, any power that wants you to run mad, they shall die. In the name of Jesus, lay that hand on your head now and keep it there for a few seconds. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let your anointing fall upon these your children here. The yoke of the enemy and the yoke of insanity be broken. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. We go back to your seat rejoicing now. Go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this meeting today, one of the wives of your father confessed to witchcraft and mentioned your name. Mention your name that they are part of those troubling your life. Find a way to the altar too and be on your knees as you pray this next prayer. Say, wickedness, program against my life by polygamous witchcraft. There is somebody who needs to shout this loud and clear. Make it louder than that, beloved. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for these your children at the altar. That the decision of the covens against their lives is cancelled now. In the name of Jesus, receive your deliverance. Receive your deliverance. Be set free. 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 Be set free, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As we pray this next prayer, if you are in this meeting and you find that men are always guilting you, they come to you, you put the whole of your heart in it, they disappoint you. Find a way to this altar very quickly and be on your knees. Men are always guilting you. They show interest, then they say they are no longer interested. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. This is one of the strongest prayers we have to pray here today, beloved. And I encourage you not to be tired, but to pray with fire and with power. Pray with fire and with power.
Say,
witchcraft power! Assigned to waste my life.
You are
a liar. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. Yes, that's it. That is it. Makasente kaya moshente rabokopa. Rapa ikatanda ka. Bana sente ya moshente rabokola makayaba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus, agbadura.
Father, I'm praying for these your children here. Beginning from today, you shall experience this appointment no more. Right there where you are, possess your possession. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. If you are in this meeting now, and you have examinations to take, and you want to pass, stretch your right hand to this altar here. Stretch your right hand to the altar. I didn't ask you to come out, just stretch your right hand. Father, these hands that are stretched up, let the spirit of excellence and favor settle upon these hands in the name of Jesus. You shall succeed. You shall be head and not tail. The Lord will give you retentive memory. He will give you wisdom above your teachers. In the name of Jesus, let his hand be anointed for great breakthroughs and for success. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay that under your head now and keep it there for a bit. Thank you, Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name we pray. May go back to your seat rejoicing. Thank you, Jesus. Right there where you are, pick a song of praises in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Any song of praises, sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Great is that. How great is this Lord? How great is this Lord? For reverence, over the waters, of the mighty Red Sea, and surrender me, and trust in you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen to me carefully. All eyes closed. Listen to me carefully. Just stretch forward your two hands as if you want to receive a present. A strange spiritual transaction is taking place now. Some people are being dragged out from the grave to bring back what they have stolen from God's children. Stretch your hand forward and begin to collect it back. Jesus. 7 months prayers to pray to put a seal on this prayer. But if you believe the Lord has answered the first session of the prayer, shout seven Goliath destroying hallelujah. And let your amen be dynamic. Father, in the name of Jesus, we submit our prayer letters unto heavens. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Every request we have written on this paper, let them become mighty testimonies in the name of Jesus. Let your power flow into this paper. Let it become mighty testimonies. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Put the prayer letter away. Say it has become testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Seven sealing prayers before we go now. Because I want the anointing and the fire of that prayer to be on you as you leave this place. Every backwardness programmed into my life as an infant, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Every picture enchantment.
Bobo ifaya lori awoan
on my life.
See, I hear me.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Deal with the picture enchantment. Yes. Masekaya Boshendera Bokontaraba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus.
Say every problem connected to polygamy in my life. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus.
Satanic anointing of my father's house.
If you roll your satanity, never buy me.
Dry up! In the name of Jesus.
Lord God, Jesus.
Open your mouth and pray it. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu agbadura.
Every grip of polygamy on my marital life.
Gbogbo idimu kiko iyawo jo lori igbeyawo mi.
Scatter.
Uka.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Scatter. That's right. Jesus' name we pray. Two more prayers. Any power reporting me to darkness, shut up.
Die.
In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that.
Shut up. Die.
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
This is the last prayer. I wish I wanted to pray very well. Any concussion from polygamous witchcraft in my body, dry up. In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Dry it up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord Jesus. Lagbadura.
Silence now.
Kidakeroro wabayi.
All eyes closed. Silence now.
Kidakeroro wabayi.
There are three persons here. I have a message for you from the Lord. Right now,
this is saying,
it's as if you live from hand to mouth. But before the next power must change hands, you will count in millions. Amen.
Abi.
Somebody over there. You came to this program because the enemy has captured your children. I got news for you. The serpent has vomited them. Someone in this program too. Right now you are under the grip of death and hell. And they've already pronounced you dead. But the resurrection and the life has entered into your body now. Yes. You shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Father, it is written that your children shall the hills raise up their heads.
Baba, the call up our mother, you go do one solo. Comes
their help.
Nipuni no one want to.
That comes from the Lord, the devil's hands.
No one want to.
No one want their foot to be moved. For the keeper that will not slumber.
The keeper
that Israel shall never slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep their going and their coming out.
He
shall keep them in all their ways. No evil shall befall them.
Nor
shall any plague come near their camp. As you go, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It shall be well with you. Go from strength to strength, and from glory to glory. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.